Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is not joining a tentative settlement other states and communities have reportedly reached with Purdue Pharma. That's the company that makes the opioid painkiller OxyContin. About 24 state attorneys general and more than 2,000 cities and counties are close to finalizing a settlement with the company, according to several media reports. The states and communities claim Purdue Pharma was an early driver of the opioid epidemic. They said the company failed to properly publicize the addictive properties of OxyContin and used aggressive and deceptive practices to push doctors to prescribe the drug. Healey says in a statement, those who lost loved ones to opioids produced by the company and its owners, the Sackler family, want accountability, and she will continue for that fight. For more on what this means for Massachusetts moving forward against Purdue, we're joined by David Schumacher. He's the former deputy chief of healthcare fraud for the Massachusetts U.S. Attorney's Office. Let's talk a little bit more about the settlement first. What could it mean for the thousands of towns and cities and counties across the country that were part of this consolidated federal lawsuit against Purdue?
Well, primarily, it would mean a payout for them. According to the reports, the settlement is in the $10 to $12 billion range, with the Sackler family paying $3 billion. So there would be an immediate payout for those municipalities.
So Maura Healey, the attorney general in the state, has not signed on to this tentative settlement. Do we know if Massachusetts cities and towns and counties are part of it separately?
We don't know that. All we know, according to the reports and according to Attorney General Healey's statement, is that she will not participate. And so the Massachusetts separate state lawsuit will continue.
This tentative settlement appears to include Purdue declaring bankruptcy. Can the state cases continue, or will the bankruptcy proceedings put everything related to Purdue on hold?
The state case gets much more uncertain if Purdue heads into bankruptcy. Under federal bankruptcy law, most claims against a debtor are stayed. That means stopped in their tracks. So presumptively, the state case against Purdue would be stayed, and they would have to proceed through federal bankruptcy court, essentially get in line with all the other claims. And what is uncertain is what would happen to the separate claims that the state has against Purdue's owners and directors, which is also included in the lawsuit.
So can Maura Healey amend the state lawsuit so it just focuses on the Sacklers, on the Sackler family, who are not, as far as we know, filing for bankruptcy?
She could potentially do that, but it could still be stayed against the individuals if the federal bankruptcy court believed that proceeding with the state lawsuit would harm the federal bankruptcy case against Purdue. It could also leave the state vulnerable to some of the legal defenses that the individuals have, for instance, that the state doesn't have personal jurisdiction over them. So, again, it's a big procedural roadblock that will be thrown in front of the state lawsuit.
Could you explain why Maura Healey is not part of this tentative settlement?
Well, of course, you'd have to ask her that. But according to her statement, she believes that the state wants to vindicate its own rights. She apparently doesn't believe that this settlement is good enough. Certainly politically risky.
Right. And she, it seems, has opted not to take some sure money, holding out for more money for something else. She says families whose children or parents died of an opioid overdose want to see the Sacklers apologize and don't want them to profit from breaking the law. How do you see that political calculation she's making?
Well, the easiest thing to do, of course, would be to take the deal and to take certain money. And if her lawsuit ends up getting mired in procedural delays, if it takes months or even years for her lawsuit to go forward because of the bankruptcy filing, I'm sure her critics will argue that she should have taken the deal. But on the other hand, if she's able to go forward, especially against the individuals in the Sackler family in this bold, unique lawsuit, I would imagine there's substantial political upside for her.
All right. Thank you very much. David Schumacher, former deputy chief of the healthcare fraud unit in the Massachusetts U.S. Attorney's Office. Thanks.
Thank you.